Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Story Pirates making a podcast. Everyone's falling in love.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates podcast. I'm Mindy.
And I'm Lee.
Wait a second. Strike that. Reverse it. Anyway, the Story Pirates perform stories written by kids, and today is one of my favorite stories we've ever performed. Mindy, tell us all about it.
Today we are going to play for you one of my favorite stories ever performed on the Absolutely Mindy Show. It was written by Jaden, just as he was about to enter the first grade at the Potter's House School. He wrote a story called There Is a Monster, a.k.a. Snufflepants.
I love this story. In fact, the Story Pirates now perform this story live all across the country. So if you've seen us live, you may have seen it. But before we hear the radio play version of Jaden's story, let's hear the original story that he sent in to us. Peter, use your reading skills.
Lee, I will do my best to use my reading skills starting right now. This story is by Jaden, and it's called There Is a Monster. There's a monster. He is nice. I love him. His name is Snufflepants. He has a family. He is the only monster in the family. He is so cool. The reason he is the only monster is because he lives with people. He loves his home cave. He lives in a cave with his family. He likes to play with his family. His favorite person is his dad. We love Snufflepants. And now, here's the Story Pirates adaptation of Jaden's story, There Is a Monster.
All right, class, simmer. As you know, today is show and tell, and it's all about things we love. Next up is Jaden. Jaden, what do you love?
I love Snufflepants.
What?
Snufflepants. He's a monster.
Whatevs.
Oh, yeah? Well, come on in, Snufflepants.
Hey, everyone.
All right, okay, calm down, everyone. Jaden, you have exactly 30 seconds to explain why I shouldn't call the police.
There is a monster.
Uh-huh.
He's nice. I love him.
Go on.
His name is Snufflepants. He is so cool.
I still don't know, Jaden. I mean, is it riddled with disease?
Let me tell ya.
He has a family. He's the only monster in the family. The reason he's the only one is 'cause
I live with people.
Aww. There is a monster.
He loves his home cave.
His name is Snufflepants. He is so cool.
Well, color me convinced. Jaden, I'm curious about this home cave.
I'll tell you about it.
He lives in a cave with his family. He likes to play with his family. His favorite person in his family
is my dad.
I love you, son.
There is a monster. He's nice, we love him. His name is Snufflepants. He is so cool. We love Snufflepants.
Well, okay, you can stay, Snufflepants. Snufflepants' dad, you're going to have to leave.
I understand.
We love Snufflepants.
Seriously, you need to go, Snufflepants' dad.
I forgot my hat.
Yeah!
The end.
And now Lee speaks with the author himself, Jaden.
Hey, Jaden.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Very good.
You're in Michigan, right?
Yes.
In Grand Rapids?
Yep.
How do you like Grand Rapids?
Well, it's pretty fun in the snow.
Is it snowing today?
Yeah.
How old are you, Jaden?
I'm 8 and a half.
So what grade are you in?
Third.
Third grade. How do you like third grade?
Well, it's pretty good.
What's your favorite thing about third grade?
My favorite thing is kind of math and reading.
Cool. Can I ask you some questions about your story?
Sure.
So you wrote the story, There is a Monster, right?
Yep.
Which was about a monster named...
Snufflepants.
How did you get the idea for that story, Jaden?
Well, I kind of like monsters, and I really want to pet one myself.
Really?
Yep.
In your story, the monster has a human family, right?
Yes.
And they live in a home cave?
Well, it's sort of a mix with... It's kind of... A half house, half cave. That's why it's called a home cave.
Got it. What does a half house, half cave look like?
Well, it has all the things that a house has, only it's a half rock and half regular.
Got it. That makes a lot of sense. If you had a pet monster of your own, what would you do with him?
Probably tickle him.
How did you come up with the name Snufflepants?
I just made it up.
It just came right out of your head?
Yep.
Because that's a really, really good name. Can you make up another name for a monster right off the top of your head right now?
Yes.
What's another good monster's name?
Red Hair.
Red Hair. That's an amazing name for a monster. What about another monster? Can you name another one?
Soccer Ball.
Those are great monster names. You're really good at coming up with monster names, Jaden. You know, when we performed it on the radio, we had to all imagine what Snufflepants looked like. But you really know what Snufflepants looks like. Can you tell us what he looks like?
Well, he's sort of brown, and then he has green eyes.
Whoa. Is he really furry?
Yeah.
What kind of teeth does he have?
Regular.
Regular, not sharp, huh?
Mm-mm.
Cool. Nope. Is he sort of like a well-groomed monster, or is he sort of a mess?
He's a mess.
He's a mess? And does he wear clothes?
Yeah.
What kind of clothes does he wear?
Monster clothes.
What do monster clothes look like?
Same as humans, but they just have pictures of monsters all over them.
Oh, like pictures of famous monsters?
Yeah.
Like baseball player monsters and rock star monsters?
Yeah.
Nice.
And story pirate monsters.
What does a story pirate monster look like?
Wears the same clothes as you, but it's just a monster.
Wait, how do you know that I'm not already a monster?
Because you don't talk monster language.
What does monster language sound like?
Deep.
You really know a lot about monsters. Jaden, do you have any advice for any kids out there who are trying to write their own story?
Don't stick your hand in a monster's mouth.
Because why?
It'll get chewed up. Because the monsters kind of think anything that they eat or feel in their mouth, they think it's food.
Ugh. What do monsters eat normally?
Either meat or just fruit.
Do you eat meat and fruit?
Yeah.
Wait, so how do I know that you're not a monster?
Because you know that I'm not a monster because monsters don't write.
Oh, good point, good point. Jaden, is there anything else that you want to tell me?
No, thanks.
All right. Jaden, thank you so much for letting us perform your story.
You're welcome. And I have one more thing to say.
Okay, what is it?
You guys are silly.
Well, we're only silly because of your silly story.
Okay.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks to all of you out there for listening to today's podcast. And if you want to help us spread the word, please rate us on iTunes and leave a comment. Special thanks to Jaden's mom, Sarah, and to Sirius XM Radio. Special shout out to our music director, Eli Bolin, who wrote that great song. If you want to see Story Pirates live, we'll be performing at Grant Park in Los Angeles this Saturday, March 29th, in Ojai, California on May 3rd, and nearly every Saturday in New York City at our family flagship show. For more info and tickets for all those shows, go to our website, storypirates.org. Also, check out our online store to see official Story Pirates t-shirts and hoodies that feature the Story Pirates skull and cross pencils logo. They're all online at storypirates.org/store. Remember to friend us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and Instagram. See you next time.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th.